we approach this above. All trying to get a king in Avodas Hayoim, Avodas Hayoim. Sugya Avil is important. What we speak about, the Shabur here is that if you try to run away from the Sugya, which is very easy in Adar to try to run away from the Sugya. So the Chayva on a father, Chayva on a father, someone who's a father, if a man is couple mechupel, he's not only responsible for himself, he's responsible for his wife and his kids. And more or less saying it straight out, you can't really be a yid without having a shaykhus in the sugya. So nachamol, if you're gonna suffer from it, that's one problem. You're not gonna be a yid. If you're not gonna be a yid, and your wife is not gonna be able to see who a yid is, and your children are not gonna be able to see who a yid is, and you're not gonna be able to shell a vek, Yiddishkeit in your house, it's a big problem. Avodat HaChorban is so such a central nekuda in being a yid. Six of the brachas we have in Shemoneh Esrei, we say three times a day. The Noisei is Yerushalayim. Things that are kosher too. The Gula. One of the brachas, one of the brachas there is, and Berachas Hamazon is, the whole Noisei is that. And again, it's a sugya that we find extremely rachik ad-moy. And the time to make headroads in it. You're supposed to have shaykhs the whole year. The time to make headroads is Taka this tkufa. The tkufa of the maybe in a mitzvah, Tish Tayyam, and Tish Abab. And that's what I'm saying. Everyone here, I'm going to talk to myself, everyone is mechuyiv, bechiv, bomber, to crack open this. You have to. It's not. You can't run away from it by listening to videos the whole day. You can't make yourself at least feel God. They say there's the son Yiddishkeit called Nisuf Shabbos Karet. If you want to be over the din of a David Dover on Shabbos, you have a nice guilty conscience. You don't want to do without at least mentioning Shabbos. So what do? You say Nisuf Shabbos Karet, and then you talk about whatever business, whatever anything you want to talk about. So it's not the same thing if you really Nishtaf Tisha B'Av Karet. You want to not feel totally mufkam of Tisha B'Av, so you dull your mind with a little bit, a few videos, you read some books about the things that have the Klal Yisrael. And then at least you don't feel like, your conscience at least doesn't feel like you're totally out of Tisha B'Av. But you're not going to get a shaykhus to the Sugya of Yitzchak. We have to get a shaykhus to the Sugya. So I want a little bit open Sugya today. First of all, let's remind, so we said this in the past, I'll be sure of all the Shal Zavek. They come out any year in Torah, is the chilek of halacha and the chilek of agada. And he stresses that there are people make mistakes on both sides, but very often they have a tendency, because the chilek of the agadata, the musar, the chizek we'll call it, talks much more to Alev, we don't appreciate the chilek of halacha. A human being is made of a lev and a guf. Or the Shama, or Seichel, and a Guf. You can't have Shaykhus anything without the Halachas the Torah gave you. Halachas is a chelik of connecting to whatever we're supposed to be connected to. Al-Derech Rabbi Ruchim says that if you want to feel Kilu Yotzimi Mitzrayim, which is one of the hardest things for us to feel, Kilu Yotzimi Mitzrayim, if you want to feel Kilu Yotzimi Mitzrayim, so Bruchim says, without eating the Karm Pesach and doing the full Seder, you could learn all the Sifsei Chaims in the world. You could learn all the Tifus Farim in the world. You're not gonna feel Kilu Yotzim Yitzrayim. You have to do. Al Derech Zeh, Hilchas Aveilus. Hilchas Aveilus, Chazal gave us Hilchas Aveilus. It's not enough to win the Musar. And it's not enough to connect. You have to connect to Luchas. I'm saying this as Rosh Abayis. This is something you have to give over, this feeling in your house. Your wife has to know this. Halachas, if we're constantly trying to get out of all halachas and we have all that term of the world and there's no, you're not going to feel the Beis HaMikdash unless there's at least one day you pushed off taking a shower. I'm telling you, it's again, if you're an Isnis, if you had to go, there's no way you're going to be able to feel unless a little bit you felt the Avelis the way the Chazal told us, the Chazal do. It's going to be whatever we're talking about, Behemshech, it has to be that Avira in the house. The halacha is an equal partner. Shmiras Halacha is an equal partner in connecting to anything in the world and creating. and the mouth. You want to get a shaykhis kavil as a chur, you have to keep the lochas. I'm not saying there's plenty of incarnates, but it has to be a weight to the shmiras halacha of Haris Chilik and Terek. Let's start to talk about a little bit that the sugyan and agalat and chibur alev to the avodas hayom. So like we mentioned, yes, this competition, these different areas of Torah today, which are the hardest for us today, but there's definitely a big competition. And the sugyan of Avodas HaChorban is very, very rachik, it's very inaccessible. Spoke about chametz being inaccessible yesterday, chametz in a motzi. So the sugyan of Avodas HaChorban is in a motzi. The other for a lot of people. It's very inaccessible. So I want to try to address a little bit. But first, the nusach. I think we make a big mistake. I'm going to talk about maybe two big ma'akim that we have. But the aleph is, the first mistake we make is that we try to be mischaber to the binyan habonim, the binyan hamikdash hayom. We're so rachik from that. We've pashim mitzias in years. Mitzias of years and years, we haven't seen kids. Avoid is not mishaych to the Beis HaMikdash Abonai. It's the mishaych to the Beis HaMikdash Achorav. Shum Shon Chazal, Shum Shon Chazal, it's the Beis HaMikdash Achorav. And that's what we have to try to connect. We're not connecting to the Beis HaMikdash Abonai. Tap the Bufka from there. The Beis HaMikdash Achorav, we're extremely connected. It's in Tochim Oy that every single door gets even closer and closer and closer to the Beis HaMikdash Abonai. And that's the Mokum Kris that we have to make. Nichnas into that. Let's talk out. There are two, at least two big ma'akvim that are right away in Pashat Tiklisa. It's a chasima, we call in Yiddish. It's a chasima. We don't feel ability, we feel blockage. Blockage when we get into the two main questions that are. One question is, like, what's the tachlis of sitting on the floor, feeling pain, feeling nothingness, feeling confusion, feeling, what are we going to get at it? Where's that going to take me? Especially if we're not only right away feeling pain, we're trying to feel pain, we're trying to feel sad, we're a generation which is not necessarily Maila, but Mitzia says we very much tachlis, we want to feel productivity, what could be the productivity? The second thing is the inaccessibility. Whenever we try, suddenly we have no. We have no, we just push, don't feel it goes anywhere. It doesn't stop. Lolech, it's Danish. It's something we have no Hebrew to, we have no connection to. So, where is this? So, first of all, if we want to ask, what's the Torah? So, let's ask the Avelis. Kol Inyonim of these Zimei, Avelis, they're all Mesukim connected, the regular Avelis. You'll find come out every single thing. You'll find Aninus, you'll find the Day of Shivas. We find the Shloshim, we find Shana, all the Menhagim are taken from the elders. So let's ask the same exact question. In a regular veil, it's Chasu Shalom, someone's mother, someone's father, someone's child, someone's spouse, it's Nifter. They sit for 7 days. And what do they do for those 7 days? Let's ask the same exact question. Wouldn't it be so much of a mistaber today? They sit with the Tachlis, with the door of Tachlis. So wouldn't it be mistaken to start putting together organizations, leaving Nishmas, the person who's nifter? Let's do something disruptive for the person who's nifter. Let's start staying programs, learning programs, shalom programs, all the different things. Let's, during the Shiva, what are you sitting for 7 days on the floor, doing nothing? Many people, it's very, very hard for them, those 7 days. What are you doing? So, most people, not everybody, 95% of people ever said Shiva, they'll tell you. And if Chas V'Shalom would come, that they wouldn't wait until Shiva would be the biggest disaster in their life. Because the only way to take something when you don't have it, the door of Avelis is, to connect to something when you don't have it, is to sit Shiva, to sit it. When a person lost something that was so essential to his life, he doesn't cop. In a Deepak Dar now, but he doesn't have that. Until then, he connected to him when it was there. His father, his mother, his wife. You connect when they're there, you have a connection. But to connect when they're not there, to have a relationship when you're not there, very hard. You don't have it yet. Baruch Hu, who created us, knows that we have to do is, no, don't stop building that. Don't stop remembering and creating organizations and things. And no. You first have to let it land that he's not here. And you have to live the lack, live the whole, live and shtel and marinate in that lack of not having what I had before. That is the only way you have to take away and connect to what you don't have. That's the te'elis that there is. And this is a te'elis of going through, we're going to talk about Hemshech now today, but we're going through a very hard day. It's very hard. It's close to traumatic, maybe dangerous. Some people think thought of going through Tisha B'Av, having to sit in kinnis, not understanding what it's saying, trying to feel feelings for something they don't have. We're trying to get a hagdara of more what direction we're going. But at the end of the day, there's a certain part of it that's hard. Yeah, you're sitting and you're experiencing the lack. You're dwelling and shtelling in the lack. That's not very active. That's not very productive. That's not least productive. Because we're trying to feel what we don't have. Let's talk about accessibility. How are we supposed to be mischaber? How are we supposed to be mischaber to somebody better? So I started already. We're not being mischaber to the end of Beis HaMikdash. We're mischaber to the Musag of Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is a part of Klal Yisrael. It's supposed to be a kibbutz, the kibbutz of Klal Yisrael. And some call it Beis HaMikdash Chav. It's a medrash. We've mentioned this in the past. Medrash. In Parshas Vayetze, Shrabbat, and Itakum also. The Posek is one of the first mentions, the different mentions, is one of the most direct first mentions of the Mokum HaMikdash. Well, there are twice over other places. But the Mokum HaMikdash in Torah is in Yaakov Avinu. Vayiro, Vayoyimar, Manura, Mokum HaZeh, Ein Zeh, Kim Beis, Lekim Zeh, Shar Shamayim. He originally went past, then brought him back. Thought about to come back yet. He said, Derek came back, and he goes to sleep, and he has a dream. And he realizes this is the Makom HaMikdash. Chazal darshan that the Borei Olam showed Yaakov Avinu, showed him during this Mara, three situations of the Beis HaMikdash. Three Beis HaMikdash, what we think it's Beis HaMikdash Rishon, Beis HaMikdash Sheni, Beis HaMikdash Rishon. Something like that. Here we end of our Nakam Hazeh. Melamed Shehira Kodesh Baruch Hu Yaakov Beis HaMikdash Bonoi V'Chorev U'Bonoi. Three Bot HaMikdash. It's Beis HaMikdash in the Matzav of Bonoi. It's the first two Bot HaMikdash. It's the Matzav of Chorev. That's me and you. Right now. We're in the Matzav of Chorev. And Bonoi is the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. This is Rosh HaBazah. Vayir vayir manor amokam hazeh zeh Bonoi. And the Siv Neru Limi Mikdashecha, Neru refers to the Mikdash. That's the words. Manur Mokam HaZeh. The first Zeh is Bonud. Ve'ein Zeh. When he said Ein Zeh, Hari Chorav. Kamay the Siv. You know this passage very good in Eicha. HaZeh HaYoh Dova Libeinu Al Eile Chosh Reinein. The Mikdash is talking about now while it's Chorav. HaZeh, the second Zeh is the Beis HaMikdash Chorav. Ki in Beis Elikim. Bonui umeshuchlu la'os bavel. Ve'isach kichizach briche sharaich. That's what Zeh Shara Shamayim. That's Beis HaMikdash Bonui. States that there's a musik called Beis HaMikdash Chorav. And I think this is the mafteach of our generation. The mafteach of our generation. This is our Beis HaMikdash, and you have to get a connection to it. And what's the connection to it? Terah says, look at the pasuk. Ein Zeh. The Zeh, the Zeh is when it's Bonoi. When it's Ein Zeh, then we get a connection to the Beis HaMikdash Chorav time. When we chap, then we realize what we have. In Hebrew, which sometimes I say certain sayings in Hebrew, don't understand, but today is the saying in Hebrew, Zeloze. What should I say? Shiva, I would say Shir instead of it. It's a lozen. It's a lozen. It's a lozen. It's not. Chap. Chap, I'm missing. Through understanding Ein Zeh, we will come to the Chorban HaMikdash. Let me explain. When we try to connect to the Beis HaMikdash, we very much try to recapture what was the Mikdash like. And try to connect to something that once was, and we don't find that we don't get to have a shayla. We have to start from a different place. I'm going to give a Moshe Nimitz. A Moshe Nimitz is like this. It's two stories of a tragedy. It's a Maaseh Shelo, but it could have been. Young Yedid Yekoyim. Yedid Yekoyim. He's the 10th kid born in the family. The oldest kid's already obviously married off. A bunch of married off kids. Okay, he's born. The last kid, Rajinka. And they're always talking about the good friends. The good friend, the next neighbor, the good family friend, the next neighbor, Yanko Rabinowitz. He was nifta before Yedidi was born. But they're constantly talking about it. Every simcha, the family. Remember Yanko Rabinowitz, who used to be by a simcha, that's what it was like. He was Tati's best friend. Never he was nifta. Everyone's talking about reminiscing. Those are Yedidenu, who we're talking about, Yedidi Kohen. Does he feel bad? Now he's part of the family without Yanko Rabinowitz. The answer is no, he gets annoyed every time. Here, it would be nice, but I didn't know him, I don't miss him. Sense, it's Amish. He's not here, what could I do? Here, it would have been nice, yeah, he was his best friend. He used to make a matziv, he was a funny, he built a geschmack, gewaldig. What is that doing with me? I'm living the same marshal. Let's add on another part of the story. Yedid Yekoyim was born, but while his mother was expecting him, his father was nifter. Yanko Kohen was nifter. He was born into a world that his father's not alive. He grows up, he had a bris without his father, and goes to kindergarten without his father, and he has to go through his abanim without his father. V'chulei v'chulei v'chulei. And everyone's talking about his father, Yanko Kohen. Is he going to be able to connect to the loss of his father? So we're going to say, yeah, he's going to say, no. Yeah. I never knew him. So I don't miss him, same. It's like Yanko Rabinowitz. It's like the neighbor next door. I'm making the oven, everyone knows, no. There's no one more in his life that he misses, his whole life is all about his missed father. So why? So the first, the chitonis that a person will tell me, very simple. Because every point in life, he meets his missed father, he goes to shul, everyone else has a father, he doesn't have a father. He goes to his abonim, he goes to the baseball game, and everyone, his father's coming to the baseball game, and he's not. He meets his father, and the friend, he doesn't necessarily meet. Is that the depth? Is that the depth? The difference is that a friend, a family friend, is a tosefes from the outside. Any friend in the world, it's a beautiful thing. Probably a person needs some sort of friend, but it's not part of who you are. A father is part of who you are. It's an internal part of who you are. And when you're missing that, you may have never experienced externally what that is, but you're missing. You're missing something. You're missing Ivram Evarecha. You're missing in your heart and you're missing in your brain. You might only be able to follow that and trace that in life when you get to the point where you're missing him outside. But what all those meetings are reminding you of, not is of something external, it's reminding you of something internal. You're feeling the loss of something internal. You don't have to create the connection. Yanko Rabinowitz was a friend from the outside. You never experienced it. Finish. Oh, but your tate, you have his genes, whether you saw him or not. You have a need for a tate. And you have a need for a father. And when you don't have that, it's something internal. This is the emissary connection to even the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, and this is our problem, you have to believe in what I'm saying, you have to, this is again, chilek of what we talk about, you as the Ava Bais, you have to believe in what we're saying, have betochen. The Emes Lamito is that the Beis HaMikdash is an integral part of every single year. The morale compares to Beis HaMikdash to Lev, compares to the relationship of Torah, and the Beis HaMikdash, he says, Torah is kineged the Seichel, and the Moyach. And the Beis HaMikdash is part of who we are. When we are trying to connect to the Beis HaMikdash, we're not trying to connect to something from outside. We're trying to connect something that's part of us. And it's so much part of us that even during the Golos, there's a Beis HaMikdash Charav, dying. There's a Beis HaMikdash that's waiting for us. Just like in my Moshe, his father's in Shemayim, his father's still, he has a father in Shemayim. Of course he has a father. We have a Beis HaMikdash. It's just Shaloi Bim Koimoi. And we're missing him, and we're sorely missing him. What we're trying to do in the Beis, it's called Ein Zeh. Ein Zeh. We have to trace backwards. We can't start front to back, we gotta start back to front. We gotta just, you imagine in my Moshe, Baruch Hashem doesn't happen every time in life, but very often, is that this, he did the Koim, when he starts having problems in school, you know, when he starts acting up, they rather say, yeah, he doesn't have a father. A problem, every long way, along the step of the way, everyone blames him. Yeah, he doesn't have a father. Are they right or they're wrong? Sometimes exaggerated. But a lot of times, if something's missing in the center, it's very stubborn that that's where it's coming from. Everything that we don't have, every problem that we have, every blockage, every inaccessibility, I'll speak in a minute. I start off the Beis HaMikdash is not accessible. We're not accessible ourselves. We're not accessible to ourselves. And why the whole problem would be the Beis HaMikdash is not motzi. We're not motzi to ourselves in the Chabad Talia. But how do we do it? We do it backwards. One of the questions the Velta asked is that the Seder of the Velus of the Avodas Hayomim is backwards from a regular Misa. Regular Misa starts off with Aninos starts with the Misa, Meis Mutal Afanav, and then it goes by Avodas Hakorban, it goes backwards. It starts with Akal Lakove. It starts Leichter. Then at the end you get Suda Mafsek, we shouldn't be Suda Mafsek. And says Meis Mutal Afanav, Tisha B'Av is like the Shiva. It's partially what we're saying. We have to trace backwards. Our Shaykh says we didn't experience the Meis. We wouldn't have the Meis and lose him. We have to get to the Meis, the Shaykhis of feeling, not having, feeling connected like it started today. What is Avelis? Avelis is connecting to what you don't have through experiencing the pain. By feeling what you don't have. So this is not for you though. Avodah is like this. I'm not telling you practically what to do, but I will say, yes, everyone has to go. I see I don't have the shameless that everyone has. It's not fair to me to tell everyone. What I think is the emphasis, not to go to any programs, not to go to, for sure, not to listen to videos all day. Just do as you please in my side. Whatever's gonna go to my side. But there's no question that the Aleph Beis of the Sugya, sometime during the day, the Levi should start already now, period. You have to make your anid to Avelis HaChorban. You have to open your anid. You have to open yourself. The Avi Zern is leaving now. The Avi Zern has to develop his kesher to Beis HaMikdash. Now here comes the punch. Where is it? It's in you already. It's in you. It's not out of you. It's in you. I'm getting late, so I'm not quoting it. The Maharal says, the Gemara Chagiga, Chayim Bey says, that there's a mokam, the Mistarim Tifka Nafshi, the Gemara Chagiga, Chayim Bey says, the Mistarim Tifka Nafshi, I'm crying in the Mistarim, in the hidden place. Where is that place? Or it says Mishnei Gava, because the pride of Klal Yisrael, the pride of Kadosh Baruch Hu that has fallen in the Golos. Where is that place? The Gemara says, "Mokam Baroi." Gemara says, in the outside, everything goes, Kadosh Baruch continues to smile. Everyone smiles on the outside, but inside, he said, where is that place? Zok to Maral, Netzach Yisrael, Perates. That place, it's called, in the star, is the Neshama of Gaius. That's the place. That's correct. So Avi, and Mayor, talking to myself, Anishamas are crying. Anishamas are crying. Just like my Moshe, you did your Kari. The part of him that feels his father. The part of him. It's in there, for sure. You believe it 100%. It's there. We don't have access in the beginning. It's going to come. We need patience. I'm asking, you're going to start. You're going to sit, called sit Shiva. In the beginning, it's going to feel, you're going to feel like one big loser. What am I doing? Tell us to your wives also. I'm asking, in the beginning. If you're going to be just like a generation, which is the problem itself, that right away, if you don't start feeling anything and you start, you can't move and you go crazy, and yet, I'm asking. So then, sit, sure, sit. It's dear. If you know you don't have to create it from the outside, if you know it's from the inside, sit and have bitachon. But Erlin created you, created the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is part of who we are. It's our heart. We have to realize that everything in our life would be different. Every single thing in our life would be different if we had the Beis HaMikdash. We'd be wired mibefnim in a different way. We'd be mechuber to the Borei Olam in a totally different way. Yes, again, this is the hard part. We don't know what that way is. We don't know what that way is. But what it's not, we could touch. Ain't it? King Grace of King. This is what we have to have, Amunah. And that's all. It's true by every avoider. The Rosh Abayis, you have to go through things. Part of them is like old school. You could use new school tricks. I'm not having no problems. They help. But there's a part of it that you have to be nichnas into the sugya, have a munah that you have it. It's guaranteed. I tried it. It works. It's hard, but 100% you do it. Every year, you do it. You get a little closer. Yes, today in Tov Shebei Vod, you can get a shaykh. It's 100% available. It has to be. It's an evil of our neshama. This is our avoider. The pasuk says, "Azeh ha'yadav alibein, al eglech hashkol kanein." This is our avoider. We have to get to a point of dav alibein, hashkol kanein. We have to get to a point of a mashu, of how much we're lacking today, bifnim libachutz. And I guarantee you, you'll feel it if you get to it a little bit in the kashu. It's shaychus for the shaychus for the English. You won't be able to describe it. Just like you did the kohen can't describe his father, but it's there. It's there. This is who he is. We have a tremendous shaychus to the beginning of Chorav. And when the entire klal Yisrael comes to realization, to understand, that's the Siyat Hashemayim when the Baruch is going to bring the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi.